Rabbi Akiva himself, that before we darshins, we do force her to drink. And here it's Mashmi, he says, no, we don't force her to drink. So Gemara answers like this, Hos, that what? Hos, mama mechika ma'akfa, v'ocho ma'akoymitz ma'akfa. In other words, before Rabbi Akiva said, and once they made the mechika of the Megillah, once they erased the Megillah, then we force her to drink. And here it's Mashmi, it's not totally in the mechika of the Megillah, but rather here it's totally in the Kor of HaKoymitz. Did they bring the mincha or not? So that's the theory in the Bekiva. In other words, we're still answering that there's a difference whether she's scared now or whether she's acting normal. But even when she's scared, that it's still a question, when do we make a drink? Before it's mashma from a Bekiva, that as soon as they make the mechika samegillah, then we still force her to drink. And here it's mashma, it's totally in the kor of hakoimitz, that once they made the mincha, then we force her to drink. So the Moran says true, Trei Tanoi Valiba de Rabbi Kiva, that there's a Machlekes Tanoim, these are two Tanoim, Aliba de Rabbi Kiva. One Tana learns in Rabbi Kiva is totally in the Korv of the Mincha, and the other Tana learns, no, according to Rabbi Kiva, it's totally in the Mechika of the Megillah. Alright, we'll stop here. You're holding Daf Chof Amar Aleph. The Moran starts off again, Kasha de Rabbi Akiva de Rabbi Kiva. That we have a kasha, Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Kiva. That what? Hosa moma mechika makfa. In the first bris, we had Rabbi Kiva said it's totally if they made the mechika of the Megillah or not. But the question is, Rabbi Kiva said a chiddush that if the soita, if she says she doesn't want to drink, still we open up her mouth and we force her to drink it. That's Rabbi Kiva's chiddush. That there are times that we force her to drink. And that's like we had the Gemara before, when she says she wants to drink and she's scared, she's shivering like, she's scared. So then we say, not the pshat that she doesn't want to drink because she was tummy, but rather she's afraid to drink the water. So therefore we force her to drink. But first Rabbi Kiva said, when is this tolian, if we made the mechika the Megillah not? That after we already made the mechika, they erased the Megillah, then she says she doesn't want to drink, we force her to drink. That was the first brice we had in Rabbi Kiva. Fihocha, the last brice we had in Rabbi Kiva, he said, Omar Koimetz Makiv. That here he said, when is the time that if the Isha says she doesn't want to drink, the Saita, still we force her to drink? It depends if the Kohen made the Kemitza, did he make the Mincha? If he made the Mincha ready, then we force her to drink. There it's not told in the Mechika whether they erased it or not, but here it's told if they brought the Mincha or not. So that's the Stira in Rabbi Kiva. Like at what point, even if she says she doesn't want to drink, do we still force her to drink? So Gemara answers, I'll have to answer you, that Trei Tanoi Valiba de Rabbi Kiva. It's Taka Kasha, what you're saying, Taka? It's Taka Little Bakasha. And we'll have to answer you, it's two Tanoim Aliba de Rabbi Kiva. That one Tana learned that Rabbi Kiva said it's totally in the Mechika, that once they already erased the Megillah, now if she says she doesn't want to drink, we force her to drink. And the other Tana learned in Rabbi Kiva, no, it's not totally in the Mechika, but it's totally in the Kemitza, in bringing the Mincha. That once the Mincha was brought, then already, even if she says no, still we force her to drink. But again, like the Gemara said before, this is only if she says she doesn't want to drink, Machmas Bisusa, that she's scared. Mashenkin, if she'd be acting normal and she says that she doesn't want to drink, then we don't let her drink, because then the Rabbi Kiva's svar is if she says in a normal manner, I don't want to drink, then we say, you know what she means? She means to admit like that she did this nus. And if she did this nus, then there's no purpose for her to drink. So therefore, that we say we force her to drink is only when she says she doesn't want to drink, when she's like scared. Mach mispitsusa. Now the Gemara says, Iboyli, you have a question like this. What would be if Omra Eini Shaisa Machmas Briyusa? First this Saita says Briyusa means when she's acting normal, she's not scared, she's not afraid. She says in a normal manner, I don't want to drink the water. So Mela, if she says like this, Rabbi Kiva holds, that Kamat, like she's admitting that she did this nus, that she's Tomei, and we don't let her drink the water. But what's going to be if V'chozra V'omra Shaisani? She says again, no, I do want to drink. Let's say she's going to come back and say that I do want to drink. In other words, by saying she does want to drink, she's like telling us, no, I did not do this nus. So, Mao, what's the locha? Kivan di omra eini shaisa. Since at the beginning she said eini shaisa, I don't want to drink the water, and she was biryus in a normal manner, that we say then she's like admitting that she did this nus, is temeyani komro. It's as if she told us that she really did live with that man. She was a Saita, but she really had this nus with him. Therefore, the kivon the achzik nafsha betuma, once she like related to us, she's telling us that she did this nus, so a machzika, we accept her as if she did this nus, loy matzah hodrabo. If so, she can't change her mind anymore. Now, even if she wants to say now that she wants to drink the water, as if to say she's not tamei, still she could, maybe she can't change her mind. Oidilma, maybe no. Kivon di omro shoisani. Since now she's changing her mind and she's saying, yes, I still want to drink the mehamorim. What does she mean to tell us? That goli darti, she's like telling us, explaining it to us, that the machmas vi susa hu di omro. That at the beginning she said any shayis, she doesn't want to drink the water. Not the pshat that she admitted then that she has tumah, that she lived with a man, but rather she's afraid. She's like just telling us that I said before I don't want to drink because she was afraid of the mayim, like Rashi says. That even though she knows she's tayram, but still she doesn't trust this water. She's afraid to drink the water will kill her. So therefore at the beginning when she said she doesn't want to drink, it's only because she was scared of the water. And now she's coming back to normal, she's saying she does want to drink. So that's a shaila take on this Gemara Blaz by Sofik. Do we believe her or not? Since at the beginning she said any shaysa, she doesn't want to drink, in a normal manner, so that's the shaila when she says no, do we machzika, do we take on that that's like she's admitting that she did this nus? And if she admits she did this nus, then there's no purpose for her to drink. The drinking is only if there's a sofik if she had this nus. But if she's beduk of your medis, like we had, if she's admitting that she had this nus, we don't let her drink. So that's the question, could she retract now or not? Omar Avuah de Shmuel. Shmuel's father said that Sorach Sheyitein Mar L'Toich HaMayim, that you have to put something bitter into this water. Even before you make the mechika of the Megillah, you have to put something bitter in the water. My timer, why? To Yom Makro, the Pasuk says, Mehamorim, this is considered bitter water. Shemorim Kfar, Mashmas, even bitter from before. And Rashi says, Shemorim Kfar means Koyde Mechika. Even before you erase the Megillah, the water is supposed to be bitter. Alma Machmas Dover Achar Hemorim. There has to be something else that makes it bitter. His vice versa, it becomes bitter if you erase the Megillah. You have like ink on the Megillah that now when you put the Megillah into the water, it dissolves and the ink goes into the water, that also makes it bitter. But that's not enough. It's mashma mehamorim udashning that the water was bitter from before already. Shat avur dishmuz alocha, we have to put something bitter into that water first. Now the Mishnah says, Achala nimchaka ha-Megillah. If before the Kanim erased the Megillah, put the Megillah into the water, Omrei nishoysa, she says she doesn't want to drink, is we believe her, and we don't force her to drink. What do we do? Megillosa nignezis. The Megillah wasn't erased yet, but we have to hide it. We have to, like, bury it. Rashi says, the whole Kisvei HaKodesh, Shein Amri and Likreis Ben, Nignozim. Any Kisvei HaKodesh that we can't use and not let her read it, we have to bury it, like, hide it. Shlo Yizbaz, we shouldn't become in shame. So that's what we do with the Megillah. Umincha Mispazeres Al Hadeshin. And the mincha that we're not going to use right now, we have to spread it out al hadeshin, which Rashi says she be azara. It's in the base of Migdash in the azara. She sarf and sham sule kodesh kodesh kodashim. That's the place where they used to burn the bed, the psulim of the kodesh kodashim. Of psuli emurim she mechitzasam lefnim and akloyim. That it has to stay inside the kloyim. Can it mean mechitzas kodashim? Therefore, when you have to burn the psuli of a kodesh kodashim, they had a place in the azara itself that they burnt it. Rashi says, it says there in the Gemara that Shloisha Beis Hadeshin Haim, there are three different places where you burn the different Sule Kodshim. But here's something that became Kodesh, that's Kodesh Kodashim, so you have to burn it in the Azar itself. So this Mincha also, now that she says she doesn't want to drink, so therefore we don't use her Mincha. It's like Kmat, like she's agreeing, she's admitting that she had this Nus. So we don't use the Mincha, so therefore we burn the Mincha. V'yein Megillosa K'shera, the Mishnah says Vaita, V'yein Megillosa K'shera, L'ashkas Bo Saita Cheres. You should know you're not allowed to use this Megillah for another Saita. Vaita says, because the Megillah has to be written L'shmo, it has to be written L'shem, this Saita. So if it was written for one lady, even though now we're not using it for her, she says she doesn't want to drink, still we cannot use it for another lady. It wasn't written L'shmo for the second one. Let's say the Kohanim already put the Megillah inside the water. They already had the Megillah erased in the water. Now v'yomra tmeyani. Now she says that she's tmeya. She says clearly she admits now that she did this nus. So then we don't make a drink anymore because she admits that she did this nus. Therefore ha'mayim nishpachim. With the water tak, we have to throw it out. We can't use it. We throw it out. Because the whole Indian of drinking the water is only to mevayer the emes. If we have a suffix, if she did this nus or not, she drinks the water. But in the case that we know for sure she did the tumah here, that's the chiddush in the Mishnah, she does not drink anymore. Minchasa mispazeras beis hadeshen. The same thing, the mincha we spread out and burn it in the beis hadeshen. What about though, nimcha koha megillah, true, the kahanim already put the megillah they wrote into the mehamorim, into the water, and it got erased in the water. But now the yomra, all she says is that eini shaisa, she just says she doesn't want to drink. Like we had before, Bekibulon's Pshana Mishnah, and means Machmas Visusa, that she's scared, she's afraid, and she's saying she doesn't want to drink. So then we don't say it means that she had the tumor, but rather we say just she's afraid to drink because she doesn't trust it. Like even though she thinks that she's Torah, she's afraid the water will harm her. So therefore she's saying she doesn't want to drink. But in such a case that the Megillah was already Nimchak, then the Mishnah says, Ma'arin Oysa, we like open up her mouth, or mashkin oisa bakorcha, and we force her to drink. Yeah. Now, in the case where she does drink the water, the Mishnah goes on, and vayistayis that she was tmeya, that she really had this nus, then what happens is, v'eino ma'aspekas lishtois, she doesn't like finish drinking, at sheponeh marikos, that right away her face turns green-like. V'yeneho boltos, and right away her eyes start to bulge out. V'hi mismalit gidim, and her veins blow up. And right away it takes place. They know him, and then the Kohanim used to say right away, Hoitziyu, take her out of the Azara, take her out of the Beis HaMikdash. Shlotetamu Azara, that she should not make the Azara tummy. So we'll see in the Gemara, what are we afraid about? The Havamina is, we're afraid she'll die there, and she'll make tumma there. But that's Akasha, because she's not in the Kodesh HaKadoshim here, she's only in the Ezras Noshim or Shan Nikner, that only has Kedusha of Machna Leviya. Now, Machna Leviya, we had before already, that a mace is allowed to be there. So we'll see in the Gemara what we're afraid about, why we had to take her out right away. But the Mishnah does say, though, in Yesh Lo Schus, if she's a type of a tzadekis, that she has certain schusim, if she has schusim, you should know, hoist your tailor law. The schusim would help her. Because of the schus, maybe nothing would happen to her. Yeah, again, Yesh Lo Schus, if she has certain schusim, then we say, hoist your tailor law. It would save her that even though she did this nur, she had tumor, still the water would not affect her. Now, yes chus toilo shonachas. Certain chus are only protected for 1 year. For 1 year, nothing would happen. But after the year, then by stoice, she would become, get affected. Yes chus toilo beishonim. There are certain chus that help for 2 years even. And yes chus toilo gimushonim. There are certain chus that help even for 3 years. It depends what type of a chus she has. Certain chus help for 3 years. Now, Mikanoim ben Azayf, after learning this halacha, ben Azayf says that Chayiv Odom Lalamed Es Bistei Torah. You should know there's a chiyah to teach your daughter Torah. Shem Tishte, that she'll have to, chas, she'll ever become a Saita, so she'll have schusim to protect her. Vaisos, if they learn Torah, that's the schus that protects her. So it's kedai that you should teach your daughter Torah in order that if she has to become a Saita, she'll have schusim to protect her. Now the Mishnah says, Teda, bring your proof, Shas Chus Telelo. That there is such a thing that a schus helps her. So Rashi says, Tira v'tilmat p'pasha saita. You learn it out in the pasha saita itself. She'a schus toila. The afinim v'niksa v'nizra zera. It said, v'l'ashen v'niksa ayidei z'chuyos. We dash and it means she becomes clean ayidei z'chuyos. She has certain schusim, certain good merits. K'dei z'riyas zera. In order that she'll be able to have children, yet tesh kadoshim. V'yeshemim yosim v'forshim. We'll see in the Gemara. Upon him, that's what he's saying to Ben Azai, that as an Indian to teach your daughter's Torah, that she should have a schus to protect her from the mayim of the Meisaita. Rebbe Lezer, who I may know, and we hold like Rebbe Lezer, that kol ha-malamed bitoi Torah is kilo loim da tiflis. If you teach your daughter Torah, it's no good. By teaching her tiflis, bad things.
Like preetzus.
Tiflis is misazachin, bad things. It's no good. Rebbe Yeshua, Aimer, we'll see in the Gemara why. An ish would rather only have one kav of food to eat. Vetiflus. Vetiflus means that to be with a husband, to have a lot of
Tashmis, like to be matzah husband, should be near her at all times.
rather than having nine times as much food, but a precious husband should not be with her. The husband likes to have tashmish. So therefore, Vaisas, he learns, if you teach a Torah, it's only mar, but the Indian of Tiflus is not kedai to teach them Torah. Some say it goes on Torah Shabbat Peh, Mashiach Torah Shabbat Ksav. You are allowed to learn with them. This is brought down the Loch and the Rambam, anything like that. A Torah Shabbat Ksav, you're allowed to teach your daughters, but not Torah Shabbat Peh. Who are Yoyme? Some used to say like this, that Chosid Shaita, a person that's a Shaita Chosid, that he's a Chosid at the wrong times, like if somebody's drowning in the water and he doesn't want to save the lady because he says he can't touch a lady. So that's called the Chosid Shaita. Or else for Rosh Arim, like a wise Rosh, a person that does wicked, but he hides it, he fools the people. And the Isha Prusha, same thing, an Isha that's Porush, stays away, she looks like a bit Chasidus, but she's a Ramah Sesailam. She fools the world, b'chshaveh, the mirror learns, that she does kishuf. Or else, o makois prushin. Or else people that look like they're porish, and they just hit themselves, they make sigufim, they hurt themselves, they knock their heads, Rashi said they knock themselves against the wall, is a reyelu mechaliyelim. Or else loshin is a reyelu mavliyelim. These are the people that like destroy the world. The world gets destroyed because of people like this. It was a reyelu mavliyelim. These things destroy the world. These are not the right way. You're not supposed to do these things. We'll see in the Gemara exactly. So the Gemara. Omer Rav Yudah Mashmuel, Mishum Rav Meya, that kesheyi si loyma toirei to Rav Akiva. When I used to go to learn Torah by Rav Akiva, it's Rav Meya, when Rav Meya used to learn Torah by Rav Akiva, I used to put a certain type of ingredient inside the ink that made the ink very strong that it wouldn't be able to be erased. You won't be able to erase it so fast. He put this kankantum inside the ink. And v'loyamali davar, and Rabbi Kiva never told him anything. Mashmi agreed to it. Then Rabbi Meir said though, ukeshebosi eitzu Rabbi Yishmuel, Mashmi later on he learned for Rabbi Yishmuel. So Omalei, Rabbi Yishmuel told Rabbi Meir, that b'ni, ma malachtecho, what work do you do? Is a marti lois, so Rabbi Meir answered back and said, lav l'rani, I'm a sofer, I write sofer Torah, I write things. Omalei, so Rabbi Yishmuel told me, b'ni, have a zoyer shemalachtecho melecha shemayim. Be very careful, if you're a sofer, everything you have to write carefully, not to make any mistakes, it's melecha shemayim, it's a big mitzvah involved. Shema tachse roisachas, maybe you'll leave out one ois, oi toisir roisachas, or else you'll add on one ois, and nimtas atamachavas kol elam kuloi, because I destroy the whole world. And I'm all, instead of saying Hashem Echod, the dalid you make into a resh, you make it acher. You could, by changing over one thing, you can make a sheker like destroy the whole world. So that's what Rabbi Shmuel told Rabbi Meir. You have to be very careful if you're a sefer to write exactly. Is a marti loy, so Rabbi Meir said back to Rabbi Shmuel, you should know, dover echod yeshli, I have one thing, shani mata b'teichad yoy that I put into my ink, but kankantum Shmuel, its name is this ingredient, is kankantum. That's what I put into my ink that makes the ink very strong, it's not erased. And what do I do it for? Omali said to me, so he said back to me, Rabbi Shmuel said back to Meir, are you allowed to do that? In other words, Rabbi Shmuel told him, you're doing the wrong thing. You're not supposed to put this kankantum, this special ingredient, into the ink. Because the Torah says, that this Megillah Saita, you have to be able to erase it. So we learn out from this that that whenever you write something, even a Sefer Torah, you have to write the Sefer Torah with a type of an ink that could be erased. That's what he told him. And we'll see later on the base exactly what the Machlokes is. That he holds, it's kosher to use a Sefer Torah for a Mikra Saita. You let it tear out from the Sefer Torah itself, the Pasha of Saita, and use it for the Megillah. So therefore, when you write this Sefer Torah even, it has to be with a Ksav that you can erase. We'll soon see. So Mora says now, what did he ask him and what did he answer him back? And what was the shock of time between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Meir? How come Rabbi Meir told back to him that he put kankantim into the dior? He wasn't talking about that. So Mora says, this is what first Rabbi Shmuel said to Rabbi Meir and then he answered back. That Rabbi Meir answered back to Rabbi Shmuel and said like this, that loy mi boy, not only b'chaseris v'yaseris t'boki yano, not only I don't leave out a noise or I don't put in an extra noise. Like I'm a big bucky, I know exactly where you're supposed to put the extra ois, where the vav belongs, where the vav doesn't belong. El afilu lemeches lezvuv. I'm not even afraid that maybe a fly would come, the Dilma Osi, maybe a fly would come, the Yosef Atagad Dalid, he'll go, I'm going to write Hashem's name, Hashem Echod, he'll go to the Dalid, he'll erase the top of the Dalid like, and he'll make it into a Reish, a bit like Hashem Acher, because I'm not afraid of that. And now, Dover Achar, when you really can say another thing, in other words, you know why? You know why I'm not afraid of that? Because Yeshli Shani Matl Tzrechadiyoi, because I have a certain ingredient that I put into my ink, the Kakantim Shemai, its name is Kakantim. So if it said my ink doesn't get erased, it's like not so easy to move it around. So therefore, that's why Reb Meir came to tell Rabbi Shmuel that he uses this Kakantim inside his Yoi. But I call upon Rabbi Shmuel told him back that you're not allowed to use it. So Gemara says, Aini, it's not that way. I bring you a story, just the opposite. For Tani will learn it like this. Omer Rabbi Meir, same Rabbi Meir said over that Kashiisi lo matarets Rabbi Shmuel. Mashma first used to go learn Torah by Rabbi Shmuel. Hoyisi mato kan kanu techad yoi. He was a cipher then, and he used to put this ingredient inside his ink. Flo yomali dover, Rabbi Shmuel didn't tell me anything. But then he says, Gishabosi etzer Rabbi Kiva, then Rabbi Meir said, that later on when I went to learn Rabbi Kiva, Osir alai, Rabbi Kiva is the one that told me I can't use kankantim into my ink. So Gemara says, Kasha Shimish Hashimish, it's a stira here, who did Rabbi Meir learn first? In the first price, it's Mashma, that first he learned from Rabbi Kiva, and then he went to Rabbi Yishmael. And in the second price, it's Mashma the opposite, that first Rabbi Meir learned from Rabbi Yishmael, and then he went to Rabbi Kiva. And also, Kasha Osra Osra, it's a stira, who exactly said it was Osra? In the first price, it was Rabbi Yishmael that told him it was Osra to put this kankantim in, and the second price, it's Rabbi Kiva that said it's Osra to do it. So it's a stira. So my answer is like this. Bishleimo Shimush Hashimus Lakasha. I can answer you, Shimush Hashimus is not a kasha. To say who we learned by first. It's not, both are true. I'll tell you it's like this. Mikara Osla Karmat Rabbi Kiva. True. The first price to starts off. That's first, Rabbi Meir used to learn Rabbi Kiva. But Kivund Lemotzi Kamalibe, he couldn't understand what Rabbi Kiva was telling him. Is Meili left Rabbi Kiva, and Osla Karmat Rabbi Shmuel. He went to learn by Rabbi Shmuel. The Goma Gemara, there he learned the learnings, he learned Gemara. He learned everything, what it says. Then, Hod Osla Kaim Rabbi Kiva. Then he went back to learn by Rabbi Kiva, Sovar Svara. Then he learned the Svaras, he learned how to answer the Kashas. Like first, like we have Mishnais, and then we have Gemara. It's almost like that also. First he went to learn all the Gemaras, all the learnings that are given, and then he went back to Rabbi Kiva to understand the Svaras, like the Kashas he asked, one upon the other, it's a stira to understand it. Then he went back to Rabbi Kiva. So if it's no stira, the two brises, both are true. First he was Rabbi Kiva, then he went to Rabbi Shmuel, then he went back to Rabbi Kiva. El Osra, Osra Kasha. And this is where it says Kasha Nechlam. This type is a stira. It's a stira type. Exactly how come in the first brise, it was Rabbi Shmuel that told him it was Osra, and in the second brise, it was Rabbi Kiva, he was the one that said it was Osra. Pakol Ponad is saying now that you're not allowed to use a kankantim in the dioi, in the ink. The ink you use has to be such an ink that could be erasable. Tani will learn like this. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer. Rabbi Yehuda used to say that Oimer Hoyi Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir used to say, Lachol Matilan Kankantim. Whenever I used to write things, I always used to put this ingredient of this kankantim inside the dioi. The Teichad Yoi. I used to put a tak inside my ink. But Chutz Mi Pashe Saitabavad. Only Pashu Saita that know. So Rashi learns.